Before Yellowstone was ever made the first national park, Niagara Falls became the nation's first state park. The thundering waters have long captivated crowds who will drive or fly hundreds of miles to come see it. The story of the falls as a tourist attraction and honeymoon destination is quite intriguing, and we go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Don Loker spent over 40 years as the resident historian at the Niagara Falls, New York Public Library. In that time, he says he read all 10,000 books. When I sat down to visit with him about the history of the falls, he assured me he had all day, unless, of course, I should show up when Jeopardy was on.
In 1851, when the New York Central Railroad was put together, all that gets connected, so it's easy to come from the East Coast population centers.
But the late 1850s, the crowds grew. 50 years later, the falls became a round-the-clock attraction, so to speak.
In 07, you came to Niagara primarily on the train, and so here was nighttime entertainment. Free.
But what about Niagara Falls' claims as a honeymoon destination? Don says that dates so way back.
The very first honeymooners of record are from Baltimore, Maryland, 1803.
The honeymooners weren't any average couple, though.
One of the young men who came to town was the brother of Napoleon Bonaparte of France. And this young lady, Patterson, they knew each other, and long before they were married, when the word got back to France, Napoleon didn't think much of that because he had other plans for that brother.
When Napoleon found out about the marriage, he was not pleased. His brother and new bride decided to escape the public eye, and they traveled to none other than Niagara Falls, beginning a honeymoon destination that thousands of other couples have made as well. But the question most ask of Don is, what about those fools who go over the fall in a barrel? It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Niagara Falls, New York. I'm Andrew McRae.